Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the only pro wrestling countdown show that airs here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, please hit the subscribe button. It helps boost the profile of the show and keeps you guys informed as to when things go up.
Correct. Right? We're also on Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. We have various reward tiers, rewards for those tiers.
We're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw7. Amazing designs right now, more to come.
Yes.
So word broke today from the, Hollywood
Reporter.
Reporter that
it's Tuesday.
TriStar Pictures.
Correct.
Is that one, the one with the unicorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Pegasus.
Pegasus. What's TriStar? It's just a triangle, isn't it?
Yeah, but they have the horse with wings on it.
Oh, it's the Pegasus.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Pegasus. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. No, in my head it was wrong. They're going to make a movie, Larson.
Yeah.
A movie called Pandemonium.
It's going to be a biopic about Vincent Kennedy McMahon. So we don't know exactly how old Vince is going to be in this movie. Is it younger Vince when he's starting out? You know, buying up territories, forming what we would learn to be or find out to be the WWF in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Does it take place over a number of years, number of decades? We don't know yet.
Let's speculate, though.
I think the more interesting story would be him buying up the territories, building up WWF as a worldwide entertainment juggernaut.
I agree with you. However, that's not going to be the
movie. It's probably going to be all-encompassing.
I think it's going to be from just before Hogan took off through maybe like the Attitude Era.
Okay.
I think that's what's, because it's called Pandemonium.
Yeah.
And as interesting, and I totally agree with you, I would love a movie with him talking to Vern Gagne. Oh, Vern, I'm going to buy you out.
Yeah.
I'm going to rob your talent. Rob you of your talent. Talking to probably Fritz Von Erich, played by Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
I would love all that. I don't think it's going to be that. I think Pandemonium means, this is Vince.
Is it going to focus on kind of more of the show business aspect?
Maybe act one might be him finishing up buying the territories.
In my mind, I want to see like a David Fincher directed procedural about how he built up WWF.
I want to see a PTA style movie.
There you go. Character study.
Yeah, I know. That's never going to happen.
No,
we're not going to
get
that.
Anyways, we're getting way off base. We're probably going to talk about this on Dirt Sheet. Let's save.
Oh, God, you're right.
What we want as far as narrative for that. Let's talk about here today who we want to play Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
We have an all-star list. 10 Oscar-winning
names. Maybe all
10
of these people will play Vince in this movie.
Yeah, different. See, that's kind of going to be the thing, too, is like you can pull off like sort of. Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's just start.
Yeah.
Number 10.
10.
Liam Neeson.
Yes. Obviously, we're thinking if this is an older Vince McMahon. What, Liam Neeson's probably in his 50s, you would say?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Something like that?
55, yeah.
Liam Neeson, we know, is he's a very talented actor.
Versatile. He can play big. He can play small.
He can be very imposing.
Yeah, very intimidating.
Yes.
He's a man with a very specific skill set.
Yes.
As is Vince McMahon.
Exactly.
So I think Liam Neeson would do good. If you want some quality Liam Neeson, go check out his short cameo on the Ricky Gervais Stephen Merchant show.
Life's Too Short.
Yeah, with
Warwick Davis,
where he goes in and talks, gets some advice from Ricky and Stephen.
He wants to start doing a comedy.
Yeah, stand-up, skit comedy,
yeah.
Sketch stuff. Oh, yeah.
Improvisation.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. It's good stuff.
Fantastic. Number nine.
Nine.
John Hamm.
Best known for his role as Don Draper / Dick Whitman in Mad Men.
My favorite is when you throw me a GIF or a GIF of him throwing up.
Yeah. And this, when we put him on the list, I thought, oh, that scene from Beyond the Mat.
Yeah.
He's gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Puke.
I'm not sure how over the top John Hamm can be. I'm sure he, I mean, I know he's very, like, he's a magnificent comedy actor.
Yes.
He really is. Like, he was one of the bright spots in Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Whenever he's on Saturday Night Live, it's amazing.
Yes.
It's fantastic. But we also know he can obviously play drama very, very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Mad Men's like one of my favorite shows.
He's very good at angst. Internal angst.
I could see him playing Vince perfectly during the anxiety of the steroid trial.
Yes.
I could see that absolutely perfect.
I can see him showing both the anxiety and the ambition of Vince trying to buy up all the territories.
And here's the thing. Obsessed with the territory story.
I think that's the most interesting story they could tell.
Me too. I just don't think they're going to do it.
Probably not.
Here's the thing, too, is that John Hamm isn't known for like choosing good movie roles. So he might choose this.
He hasn't really done much since Mad Men.
It's going to be such a terribly awesome movie. Oh, I can't wait for this.
Oh, I can't wait either. It's going to be fantastic. Anyways, John Hamm, I think, would be very good.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Number eight.
Eight.
Michael Shannon.
Versatile character actor.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think he was just this last year nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Okay. Yeah.
Oscars.
Yeah. He was Zod in Man of Steel.
He was Zod.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of movies. He's a very prolific actor. I think he's in 5 movies this year.
Yeah, he does a lot. His DNA was used to create the Doomsday Monster.
Yes.
In Batman vs. Superman.
Correct.
Yeah. And Doomsday, very over-the-top character.
Yeah, but Michael Shannon can do brooding. He can do soft-spoken, yeah. But also he can project.
And he's also young old.
Yeah.
Like, how old is he exactly?
Probably in his early 40s, I would think.
Could be 35, could be 55. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I have no idea either.
I love Michael Shannon's great, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what's it's weird? Is that, have you ever watched The Boardwalk Empire?
No.
I've never looked into this aspect of it. But it was basically Boardwalk Empire, like in the first season, it was sort of set up so that he's like the prohibitionist guy officer. And then Steve Buscemi is obviously sort of a politician slash he's a crooked politician.
Yeah.
In Atlantic City. And it looked like it was sort of setting up to be kind of a triple threat, if you will, like a three-way dance between Michael Shannon, Steve Buscemi, and then his protege, who's played by what's his name? I know his name is Jimmy in the show. I forget his name.
What else has he been in?
Oh, man. In a bunch of like sort of, hold on a second. Jimmy Boardwalk Empire. I want to say it's, Michael Pitt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Michael Pitt. He was really, really good. Allegedly kind of a nightmare on the set. And that's why they, spoiler alert, wrote him off.
Oh, interesting.
But once that happened, like, it threw the dynamic way off, and they took Michael Shannon's character in a completely different direction. But it was fascinating, and there was a lot of dark comedy there. I feel like he'd be perfect for Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he would. And Michael Shannon does intense, fantastic.
Oh, my God. He is quiet intensity. He is so intense.
Or angry.
Did you ever see when Ricky interviewed him?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I think he said Josh Brolin. I think it was Josh Brolin said that we look alike.
Oh, and Michael Shannon completely no-sold it.
Completely.
So it was great.
Really?
I know. I remember that. That was great.
Number seven.
Seven.
John Cena.
If anybody knows Vince, it's John Cena.
I feel like there was a dash of Vince in Lance Catamaran. Like a dash of failed Vince in Lance Catamaran.
Catamaran. Like the boat.
Yeah. I feel like that was there. If anybody knows Vince, it's John Cena.
A lot of these actors would have to bulk up. To play Vince, not John Cena. He might have to lose some mass.
Now, this would be, I would hope, in this case, it would be Vince McMahon's life as a comedy.
Yeah.
That would be, because John Cena is a brilliant comedic actor.
He is.
He is so good. I would love to see John Cena as, now, this is probably least likely on this list.
No, I think number two is probably least likely.
I think every single one of these are least likely.
But number two is
especially least likely.
Is like the possibility of number two happening is less than 1%.
Gotcha. Number six.
Hold on. Do we have anything else to say about John Cena? We're running through this list really quick, Steve.
Well, this is one of those that it's a subscriber grab.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how in depth can we really go with these. John Cena knows Vince McMahon probably better than anybody but Triple H.
Yeah.
And maybe like Stephanie or Jane. I don't know. They've been around each other a lot for the last 20 years.
Yeah, of that group, John Cena has the best acting chops.
Oh, why isn't Shane McMahon on this list? Because he's terrible at reading lines.
Yeah.
He always sounds like he has a cold.
He does. He always sounds like he's nervous about getting his lines right, not worried about performance at all.
He sounds like he has, like he's nervous, he has anxiety, and he's got a nasty head cold.
Yeah.
He's always under the weather these days.
Yes. John. Number six. What
about Triple H? Remember that time he put on a wig and did the Vince dance?
Yeah, I know. There should be really two criteria for whoever gets this role. It's the puke scene, and then who can do the walk.
Yeah, the walk. Conor McGregor should be here. Oh, man. Oh, God. Number six.
Six.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, we mentioned him earlier.
He's going to play Cable.
He is.
Deadpool
he's
2.
Thanos as well.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's different studios,
though. Can't do that, man.
Sure.
They're going to be conglomerated at some point.
Well, I know. But, you know, it's Thanos. He's motion capped.
Mainly CG, right?
And CG, yeah. So it's just more of his voice.
That
works. Facial performance.
That worked awesome with Oscar Isaac. No, it didn't.
Oh, I never saw that.
I saw, like, the first 30 minutes of Age of Apocalypse. Holy moly, what a steaming pile of hot crap was.
Is it worse than Star Trek Beyond?
Oh. It's not as boring as Star Trek Beyond.
Okay.
And I think that's a greater offense.
Yeah.
I actually was trying to stick around for Age of Apocalypse. It was in my living room. And then I just got called away because I have a kid.
Yeah.
But I probably would have saw it through to the end. It wasn't offensively bad. It was bad.
It gets really bad at the end.
What, Age of Apocalypse?
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you were talking about Star Trek.
Oh, no. I didn't even try to stick around for Beyond. That was... Oh.
Yeah, I sat through all that.
That was mind-numbing. I can't do mind-numbing. When I'm watching a movie like that, I feel like I'm a kid and like I'm in church again.
Star Trek shouldn't be mind-numbing.
No. It should be the exact opposite.
Yes.
I watched an episode of Next Generation the other day that I had seen probably 30 times. Literally, probably 30 times. Just as entertaining.
Yeah.
I knew every single shot, every beat, every line of dialogue. Just as entertaining.
Yeah.
It was great. Riker phased this chick into oblivion because he found out she was like a centuries-old assassin.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He... Did it with her too?
Yeah, no, really. It's Riker. Come on.
Yeah.
Riker does. Anyways, getting back.
Where is Jonathan Frakes on this list?
Not on it. No. Getting back to Josh Brolin. He was great in No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, he was fantastic in that.
Did you see Inherent Vice?
I did. He was fantastic
in that.
He was like kind of the one bright spot in that movie.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of work lately. A lot of great work.
Oh yeah.
He's a good actor. It's like to see him be Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I know. No, that's actually, this is a legitimate choice. That would be really good.
And I think there's, depending on what time frame they choose for Vince, there's a lot of meaty stuff to work with.
Oh my God, I just realized. He was also George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And he really chewed the scenes with that one, you know?
Yeah.
And man, that even makes him a better choice.
Yeah.
Good job.
I can see Josh.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Josh Brolin doing that.
He's one of those guys who like, he kind of low-key has fun with his roles.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He seems like he wouldn't. I mean, like, he played young Tommy Lee Jones in that last Men in Black movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he seems like a guy who's, like, just very intense. Like, No Country, like you said, No Country.
Yeah, yeah.
Very intense. But then if you look at his actual milieu, like, he's actually a pretty, seems like a fun guy.
Yeah. Well, did you hear he did an interview after shooting Inherent Vice or maybe during. And he was talking about all sorts of madcap things PTA would have him do. Like, you know, they do the scene a few times. He said, all right, now you guys get in these other guys' shoulders and act out the scene that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which sounds insane.
Yeah.
But then when I read that, I was like, oh, this movie's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
Yeah, it really wasn't.
It was a character
study. None of that translated.
No. But anyways, just getting back to what you said about Josh Brolin, seems like low-key, he enjoys his work.
Yeah.
And it's telling when you see his performances.
He's not afraid to like leave it out there, man.
Nope.
You know? That's what's great about him.
Yeah.
Number five.
Five.
Bryan Cranston. Talk about a guy who seems to have fun with his work.
Yes.
And just fun in general with life. Malcolm's dad.
Yeah.
And Heisenberg.
Yeah.
Who would want to see Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to be older, Vince.
Yeah.
Although, did you see the LBJ biopic that he did?
I saw some stills from it.
I saw some little bits and pieces.
The makeup was outstanding.
Was insane. So they can young him up. This was my thing. Like I jokingly said James Franco, but how about we take the cast from Why Him and we toss James Franco as young Vince, Bryan Cranston as current day Vince.
Okay,
that'd be good.
That'd be interesting.
Shows up on Stone Cold's podcast. Who plays Stone Cold?
Ooh,
right.
Who plays Stone Cold? Why can't Stone Cold play Stone Cold?
Because it's a movie.
He's an actor.
Josh Brolin.
Play Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Who plays Undertaker? Vince Vaughn, next. Who plays Triple H?
Fuck. Owen Wilson, they have the same nose.
Good, good. Who plays Shawn Michaels?
Oh, Shawn Michaels? Wait, current day or
90s.
90s? Ooh, 90s Shawn Michaels. Dave Franco.
Okay, who plays Macho Man?
Oh, good question. Nobody can play Macho Man, dude. Ben Stiller. Hey, he bulked up for Dodgeball. Look at his role in Dodgeball. Tell me Ben Stiller couldn't do Macho Man.
I've seen Dodgeball.
Yeah. That's Ben Stiller right there.
No.
Oh, can you give me an answer then?
They'd have to... Wait, what?
I got the answer.
What?
Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
In his Macho Man persona.
Good.
I like it.
Good.
That's good. Number four.
Four.
Robert Downey Jr.
You were really insistent on including Robert Downey Jr. on this list. Tell me why.
Because he's amazing. He can do... He's like one of the most versatile actors working today.
He's extremely charismatic.
He's nothing but charisma. People are literally going to go see that Spider-Man movie just for Iron Man. That's how charismatic he is. There is a segment of the population who will see that just for Iron Man. I guarantee you. And I would love to see him just take a big bite out of this role.
Yes. And that's, I think for me, that's really the reason why he's had a handful of meaty dramatic roles mm-hmm. since he's made his comeback,
mm-hmm.
you know, post Iron Man essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned in earlier entry, there's material here. If they really get into some interesting stuff,
which they won't.
No, I know. For a really meaty role here.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Robert Downey Jr. would do great work.
His salary would literally be double the budget for the entire movie.
This would have to be a passion project
for him. Exactly.
Do you think Robert Downey Jr. is a wrestling fan?
Has he shown up to any of the Manias?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, why isn't Mickey Rourke on this list? Mickey Rourke can play a Macho Man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I guess, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. Because, look, Vince McMahon is a character, but also we know that he is, you know, at some point he's got to be a regular man with anxieties and fears like everybody. Mm-hmm. And Robert Downey Jr. can show all those sides.
Yes.
But be very, very entertaining.
Yes.
And on top of that, with Robert Downey Jr., you know, you always know you're going to get those bits that could potentially be improvisational.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Improvisation.
Improvisation.
Number three.
Three.
Michael Fassbender. He'd have to wear the costume that George Michael wore in Arrested Development.
Yeah,
the muscle
really
costume.
Need to bulk up.
He would really have to bulk up. But we know he can play young and old because he did it with Steve Jobs. We know he can play an American because he did it with Steve Jobs. Basically, Steve Jobs is his audition for the Vince McMahon pandemonium.
Did you see Steve
no,
Jobs?
No, I did not.
It's not a flattering portrayal.
Well, apparently he was a raging asshole.
Yeah, I know.
So that's not terribly surprising. Was it a good movie, though?
It was okay. It was interesting.
Who directed that?
Danny Boyle.
Really?
It was an Aaron Sorkin script.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream team right there.
It was okay.
But then they used him on Steve Jobs. I'd say Aaron Sorkin, you can do anything you want in the world out of your imagination, and Danny Boyle's going to direct it. I would think Steve Jobs wouldn't be...
Well, structurally, I think that was kind of the issue, too, is just centered around three product releases.
Yeah, that sounds so boring. But then you have two of the greatest movie-making minds in, like, history. Wow, what a bummer.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Fassbender is outstanding, though.
Really?
Yeah, he's really good.
I got to check
that. He's really good in pretty much everything he does.
I got to check that out, but I'm so like, I'm appled out.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at you. You got your iPhone, your MacBook Pro.
Hey, I got that. I got that big guy working again.
Oh, you're going to bring that back up there?
No, because it's slower than that.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Anyways, Fassbender.
Yeah. He'd be good.
He'd be good. He'd be really good. Number two.
Two.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Never going to happen.
Would never happen.
Probably the greatest actor of this generation.
I'm telling you, watch either Gangs of New York or There Will Be Blood, and you will see why this man should play Vince McMahon.
He'd have to bulk up, too.
He'd have to bulk up, but I have faith that he could do it. But, man, how great would it be? Vern Gagne. Vern Gagne.
Here, do your whole thing.
Vern Gagne.
You practice in the car.
I did this in the car, but yeah. I don't like them knowing that. I like them thinking that I'm doing it on the spot.
We'll do a different scene then.
Vern Gagne.
Say, Vern, I got a competition in me.
Got this competition in me. I can't stand to see other territory succeed. And then he does the thing where he puts the, hold on. Did you hear the AWA is making inroads in Minneapolis? You talk about my family again, I'll come into your room and I'll slit your throat. Oh, he's gonna puke. There you go. Vern Gagne, if you have a milkshake and I have a milkshake and I have a straw that goes all the way to your milkshake.
Say Minnesota.
If you have a milkshake in Minnesota, my straw goes all the way to the AWA. I drink it up.
There you go. Good stuff.
I drink it up.
See, I'm sold. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
As Vince McMahon in Pandemonium.
Well, it's Daniel Day-Lewis as, what is his name? Daniel Fairview? Plainview?
Daniel Plainview.
Plainview as Vince McMahon. There you go.
Quality stuff.
Shane, you're nothing but a bastard in a basket.
Wow.
You're a bastard in a basket.
Wow. Wow.
Number one.
One.
Tom Hardy. Now that I've gone through my Daniel Day-Lewis routine, I kind of feel bad for like that should have been number one. But Tom Hardy, if you actually look at Tom Hardy's face, shaved, whatever, he literally kind of looks like Vince McMahon. He's got kind of the lips.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Vince. He can bulk up.
Well, I mean, I think naturally he is relatively bulky.
This one to me makes the most sense because it kind of looks like him. He can play young. He can play old.
He can do quiet. He can do loud.
He can do, yeah, he can. That's sort of the biggest thing, though, is that we know he can do quiet. I mean, you haven't seen Taboo yet, right?
No.
God damn it. It's so good.
No, I need to check it out.
It's so good. He can do quiet. If you watch Bronson, mm-hmm. he can do big character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can run the gamut.
Yeah.
And, man. He's so good.
He is.
He is so
Imagine,
good.
Imagine Tom Hardy as Bane as Vince McMahon.
Oh,
go.
Oh, Hulk Hogan. So come. So going to go over this list. Oh, Ultimate Warrior. Who plays Ultimate Warrior?
Oh, wow.
All right. Danny DeVito.
Glenn Howerton.
There you go. Fat Mac.
Who plays Andre the Giant?
Oh, shit. It'd have to be CG.
Probably.
But, like, who's doing the motion capture? Josh Brolin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be good Andre. Gerard Depardieu. He's a French man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
True. Very true.
He's hella old these days, though.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Sacha Baron Cohen. He could be Andre the Giant. Very nice.
All right, Tom Hardy performances. What's your favorite?
Oh, shit.
Is it Bronson?
Bronson's up there. Clone of Captain Picard from Nemesis.
Yeah,
that's up there.
That was kind of like his first major role, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. He was in, I think he was in, one of those World War II movies. But I forget which one now. Oh, Black Hawk Down.
He was in Black Hawk Down.
He was in Band of Brothers.
Brothers, okay.
All right. He was tiny back then. He was pretty skinny.
Svelte in Nemesis, wasn't he?
He was skinny. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He hadn't bulked up yet.
He bulked up, I think, for Bronson. That's the one where
he got ripped for that.
He got massive for that. What else has he been in?
He was in Inception.
Oh, yeah. He was good in Inception.
He was in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Of course, he was Mad Max, but he kind of took a back seat in that
yeah, movie. Yeah. That was more Charlize Theron's mm-hmm. movie.
Oh, you watched him in Peaky Blinders.
Oh, he's great in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Of course, Bane, The Dark Knight.
Oh, yes. Oh,
did you ever see Warrior, the MMA movie?
No, I didn't.
He got ripped for that.
Yeah. Gyllenhaal just got ripped for an MMA or a boxing.
The boxing movie. Southpaw.
Southpaw, yeah. That's right, yeah. Gyllenhaal is Vince McMahon.
That'd be good.
Gyllenhaal is Ultimate Warrior. What an all-star cast for this thing, man.
Yes.
What was his little catchphrase in that?
Oh, and Nightcrawler?
Yeah. God damn it, that's a good movie.
That's a fantastic
movie.
That's
such a good movie.
Video production news.
Louis Bloom. God damn it, that's such a good movie.
I know. I don't watch it again now.
I know. It's one of those you can just always watch.
Maybe another count out. Once we get closer to the actual production movie,
we'll
cast the entire film once we know what period of time it takes place.
10 roles and the actors who should play.
Who should play Vince Sr.?
Oh, didn't I say that? Oh, Kurt Russell.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. That'd be real good.
That'd be really good, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be real good.
Who would play...
Who'd play Linda?
Oh, geez.
Amy Adams.
I feel like she's in everything.
I know.
That's who I'd love to direct this movie, though.
Amy Adams?
No, dude. The dude who directed her in the Wahlberg movie, Fighter.
Oh, David O. Russell?
Yeah. A David O. Russell, Vince McMahon movie. That'd be weird.
That would be.
That'd be cool.
And then Mark Wahlberg would be John Cena, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm leading C Nation, dog.
Hey, you can't see me.
Vince, tell me what to do. I'll do it. I just think I shouldn't be putting Wade Barrett over, man. Come on, this is SummerSlam, Vince. I got to be part of the Nexus. Anyways, I hope you guys had fun with this episode. We kind of did.
Yes.
Let us know who you think should play Vince McMahon in the upcoming Pandemonium from TriStar Pictures.
Yes.
I hope this happens. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Anyways, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.